The sands of time inexorably flow swiftly, more swiftly than we would like. And so already we are on the third day of the octave of Pentecost, as we relive, recall, and rejoice in the wondrous days of Pentecost, that the third person of the Trinity has been sent by the Father and the Son. And so we see, for instance, in the introit of today's Mass, which comes from the book of Esdras, "Receive the most sweet gift, which shall be your glory, giving thanks to God, who hath called you to the heavenly kingdom." And it is this heavenly kingdom about which the Gospel speaks. The sheepfold is the church. It is the heavenly kingdom already on earth. And our Lord is very clear, because today we have so many confusing voices. This one and that one claim to be the Christ. Believe them not. Follow them not. There is only one Christ, just as there is only one Father, and there is only one Holy Spirit. There is only one church, one Lord, one baptism. And so it is Christ who is the shepherd. It is Christ who is the door that calls us in and allows us to go out and go to the pastures and to receive the many blessings that he gives us. And of course, the pastures are nothing more than the sacraments, the prayers, the graces, and the indulgences that we can receive through the power of the Holy Spirit. And this power of the Holy Spirit is manifested in all ages and in all the different countries of the world, as we see the apostles, St. Peter and St. John, went to visit the Catholics, the Christians, at Samaria. And because of them, they received the Holy Spirit. They were confirmed in the faith. They had already been baptized, but now they were confirmed, as we are confirmed, and some of us will be confirmed in the future. But there are many of those who claim to be the church and to have the true faith and the true teaching, and that is not so. There is only one. However, there are many traditions in the church. There are at least 30 or 40 rites in the church, and among them there are many others who some of them have left temporarily. They will be back, I assure you. Others have never left. And so among those, we have the tradition that in the Oriental calendar, martyrologies of today, it is the feast of two very, very important saints in the history of the church, in the history of the world. They changed the church. They changed the world. It is a feast of Saints Constantine the Great, the emperor who first of all liberated the church and gave the church many, many things, including St. Peter and St. Paul and St. John of the Lateran, and also his mother, St. Helen. Now, we celebrated St. Helen in the Latin Rite just a few days ago, but it is they, and by his money and his power, and hers, because she was the Empress Augusta of the Empire, that the relics of the Passion of Christ, of Jesus, of Mary and Joseph that we have been preserved. Now, of course, there are no first-class relics of any of them, because that is the body which is in heaven, all of them, our body and soul in heaven. But there are many relics, like the true cross, which we venerate here several times a year. We have the veil of the Blessed Mother, the cincture of the Blessed Mother and of St. Joseph, and many things that belong to them. We have the table of the Last Supper. We have the table of the House of Nazareth, which is kept in one of the basilicas in Italy. We have the tunics of Our Lord and Our Lady and so forth. And the tunic of Our Lord, which was made by Our Lady, the seamless garment that is almost miraculous in itself, and that is to be found in Germany. And then, of course, we have the true grail, the chalice, which Our Lord used at the Last Supper, which is in Valencia in Spain, and many, many other things besides. So today we give thanks to God for having raised up from nothing, as he raises every single one of us from nothing, for no one is nothing until God gives them the power to be something. He has raised up St. Constantine the Great and our blessed, and St. Helen, his mother. Now, of course, it was St. Constantine who, with the Holy Father, called the first ecumenical council of the Church, the Council of Nicaea, and it is from that council, along with several others, that we have the Nicene Creed, which we will be saying presently, because today is a solemnity. Every day of the octave of Pentecost is a solemnity, even if we do not have a high or a solemn Mass here, because it is impossible. So today, we continue to celebrate this wondrous feast of Pentecost, and we give thanks to God for his servants, St. Constantine the Great and St. Helena, or Helen. May they intercede for us and bring all the fallen sheep back into the sheepfold through the door, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the only door of the Church. Do not believe those who say Jesus is there and Jesus is there. He is only in one place, and that is in his one holy, Catholic, and apostolic Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.